Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Couser hits it well out to left field. A Rosarena going back. Turn it around. It is gone. Welcome back, Colton Couser. Swing and a miss. Rowdy is down on strikes. That will finish the ball game, and the Orioles have their best win streak of the season.
Yeah, what a loose swing, huh? I mean, you forget how free and easy that swing is right there. Just kind of like the flick of the wrist. And he looked really good for first game back in the big leagues after 2 months. I mean, he's done it all year. I mean, nothing speeds up on the scale. When he came in the dugout after the seventh inning, you know, it looked like he had come in after the first inning. It looked like he'd just thrown a bullpen. It's the same mentality. It's the same heartbeat.
Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Cordell Woodland filling in for Bob Haney here with Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw behind the glass. You heard the highlights courtesy of Masson. Orioles win their fourth straight game 5-1 over the Seattle Mariners last night out in Seattle. Orioles winners of 7 of their last 9 here. The starting pitching has woken up. Offensively last night, they were as good as they've been in a while. 13 hits, 3-for-9 with runners in scoring position. That's good for a .333 batting average. Adley Rutschman, 3 hits last night. We know how much he's been scuffling. Colton Couser returns to the lineup. He responds with a leadoff home run that really ignited the club back in the sixth inning. Overall, defensively, they were sharp. Gunner had the one throw over at first base that got away from him. But other than that, he also had a really nice play at shortstop where he snags the ball, spinning around and throws the guy out at first. I thought that was last night was one of the Orioles' more complete games that we've seen to this point in the year.
Well, the pitching is key. You know, I mean, they got 7 innings, you know, and then the bullpen was good, too.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I mean, you know, O'Hearn's a freak, man.
Yeah.
That dude just is like, right now, he's a machine. And him and Holiday knocked in runs,
mm-hmm.
you know, which they hadn't been getting. And defensively, like you said, I mean, it just seems like Couser in center field is like calm, cool, and collective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel totally confident out there that any ball out there he's going to get. And I like Carlson, you know, in left field. You know, if they had Couser in left and Carlson in right and Mullins in center, that's probably their best defensive lineup.
No doubt. I mean, because Heston right now is a defensive liability. And Carlson, he had the tough play last night trying to get to the sliding ball. But I mean, the way that they have looked defensively at times this year, and I keep going back to Sunday's game against the White Sox, I'll take what they gave us last night, Nolan.
Right, and it got really dire these last couple of weeks. And then once Mullins goes down, even if that is going to be a short-term thing, you know, you're forcing Jorge Mateo to play center field. So Colton Cowser comes back. You love the home run. You love the offensive output. But I was more excited for him, just like Vinny said, stabilizing the defense. That's the biggest thing that he could provide to the team right now. Going yard was just a bonus.
Hey, what'd you guys think of Britton holding up Rutschman on that one?
Well, it worked out.
Just because Gunner probably should have been thrown out, and then they don't score, you know, on the sacrifice fly because they've been out of the inning. But that dude in right field got a gun, man.
He does.
Right.
He almost got thrown out even on the sack fly.
Oh, yes, he did.
You know? I think a lot of that is reading, knowing the defender, I think. And look,
knowing the speed of your guy.
But I mean, Gunner. Gunner did not look up. Well, I mean, he's like hauling ass to third, and then it's like, I got a whole ass back. And thank God he threw it, you know, to home, and he missed the cutoff, man.
And with the Orioles' record, you could argue that, hey, why not be aggressive? Just send it.
Who cares? I agree with that.
But I think having the more cautious approach, you know, probably in the long run a little bit smarter. And for Britton in particular, new to that role, he doesn't want to overstep
his boundary. Plus, you know who's running. You know, Rutschman's not the fastest. You know, I mean, if that's... you know, Holiday or Gunner or somebody like that, you know, it's a no-brainer. They're going.
And to that point, I mean, they have been more aggressive on the base paths, I think, over the last couple of weeks. Really, you look at some of the things that have, I don't want to say completely changed, but some things that have advanced since Brandon Hyde has been gone. I do think they've been more aggressive running the bases. Kobe Mayo was pretty aggressive running the base paths yesterday as well. He got himself a hit last night, too. Really, and Heston Kjerstad had the RBI double late. I mean, I just thought it was a complete game offensively for the Birds last night. And that's what they're going to need again tonight with Povich on the mound, because I always say with him, I think Povich gives them a chance. But you know that one big inning is coming, and you know you have to score when he's on the bump.
I thought in the first inning, getting one run, I thought that was like, oh, no, here we go again kind of thing. Because I thought it was set up for more runs than that.
Right. And then, you know, second inning, you give up the solo blast, so you're back to even.
Yeah, you're back to 1-1 again.
You know, you trust Sagano, but you never know. Is this going to be a game where he gives up three solo blasts? And at times this year, that's been too much of a mountain to overcome for the Orioles offense. So I'm with Cordell. It feels different. It looks a little bit different here as of late. When they sweep the White Sox, you kind of say, all right, it's the White Sox. As bad as the Orioles were, you take it. But for me, you dug yourself in such a deep hole. You had multiple 10-game stretches this year where you were abysmal. You finally get one 10-game stretch where you win six. It doesn't mean they're back. It was always about what's the next 10 look like. And they started the next 10 on the right foot last night.
And the reality is, as bad as they've been, it's hard to get any worse. Like, they were going to naturally get better because they're getting healthier. You would expect guys like Morton, who had just been as bad as any pitcher in baseball, is no way he's going to look like that all year. And he has improved. And Sagano looks a lot different from the guy that we saw to start the year, who is getting cramps in his hand and, you know, he's sweating profusely. Now this is a dude that, I mean, he was in a couple of jams last night. He had the runners on the corners, I think, with one out. He had runners on first and second with no out. End up getting a strikeout and getting the guy who might be the best catcher in baseball right now to ground into a double play. I mean, he has definitely been a guy that I think gives this lineup confidence when he's on the bump, because, sure, he may be subjective to, you know, a home run early in the game. And to your point, Nolan, it snowballed in a couple of games. But I think they know when this dude is out there, he's going to give them a chance. He's probably, I know Morton's heated up here, but Sagano's been their best pitcher this year.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, and, well, Eflin missing time, I think.
Right.
He could be in that conversation, but just missed too much. But, I mean, Sagano's kind of a wizard at times.
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned the jams he finds himself in. There were some deep counts, 3-2 counts, only had the one walk. That's kind of his track record. But you end up getting through seven on 90 pitches. And there's been multiple starts for him this year where you look up and you see the pitch count and you're like, wait, it's that low?
Right.
I mean, he was in a jam here. He had a deep count there. How is he so efficient? He just knows how to work.
You know what's funny is he looks like a slow pitch softball player. The way he wears his uniform and he's 35 years old and he can be rookie of the year.
Hell yeah. 35-year-old rookie of the year. That'll be interesting. that will be interesting for sure. And, you know, going back kind of to that, talking about rookie of the year, guy who was a candidate last year, Colton Kowser, him coming back to this lineup, you talked about him helping stabilize that outfield, which is big for them right now. But I just think him coming back and then, you know, Westberg on his way back, eventually Mullins will get back. Like I said before, I expect this team to play better. How much better is my question. I'm not saying that the Orioles are fully back. I'm not ready to say that they're going to make a run at this thing. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I have always expected them to improve. How much are they going to improve, and will they be able to do it in kind of this limited time that they have leading up to the All-Star break where teams are trying to decipher if they're going to be buyers or sellers? That's the part for them. I think how much better are they going to be during that time span?
Well, I think the biggest thing is consistency with the pitching. If the pitching can stay consistent, they got a chance. You know, if the pitching isn't consistent, they got no chance. You know, I mean, to me, that's what I see. Because they got to play, what, 600 baseball between now and the All-Star break, you know? And the only way they can do that is if they get consistent. And it can't be one guy. You know, it's got to be multiple guys. And can they do that? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's going to be that's the question.
Yeah, if you would have asked me a couple weeks ago, do you think the Orioles can win four in a row at any point this season? I mean, as crazy as it sounds, I would have said no. I mean, four in a row feels like a low bar to clear, but they were that bad. They just had that inconsistent of pitching. And sure, three of them came against the White Sox, but it still counts. Mm-hmm. So forget the All-Star break. To me, I'm just going to narrow it down to just June. By the end of the month of June, and they've got a pretty tough stretch coming up.
Yes.
Where they're playing like 15, 16 games in a row, no off days. And we'll see with the rain. We've had a lot of rain recently, so that could factor in. But a lot of AL East opponents, a lot of teams ahead of them, obviously in the American League standings. They could make up a lot of ground. They could make up a lot of ground quickly. If by the end of June, they're six or seven back, they're nine back right now. That would be some progress. And then you get into July, and then you go from there. You come out of the All-Star break. So it's kind of a chipping away mindset. You're not going to erase a nine-game deficit in a week. You just got to take a game here, a game there, stack series. We'll see.
But, I mean, at the All-Star break, what do you feel like you got to be in the wild card? You got to be, if you're five games out, you're selling?
Five would be fantastic at this point.
Five games out of the wild card.
At the All-Star break, yeah.
Because then you still got a couple, like 2-3 weeks before deadline. 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll take that. I think that's in best case scenario.
Well, the problem is the Yankees don't lose. And it seems like either Boston, Toronto, or Tampa, one of them goes on a long winning streak, too. Right.
Yeah, and we'll look at the AL East later on in tonight's show. Everybody in the division played last night. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll keep it going with the Orioles talk. Sagano, he gets his fifth win of the season last night. This Orioles starting pitching has stabilized itself over this seven out of last nine games that the Orioles have won. Are we buying the pitching right now? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Winners of seven of their last nine, in large part due to the starting pitching, Vinny. And you look at the Orioles in their last seven wins, starting pitching is posting a 1.99 ERA. I mean, that's part of a winning formula. And this the pitching is the weak spot of this team. So it's not a surprise to see them get off to the start that they've been on with all the injuries and just really the lack of additions to their pitching staff as a whole coming into the year. But, and I'm not saying that I expect them to pitch, you know, at a sub 2 ERA for the rest of the year. But do you think that this pitching staff has, you know, set itself to where they can consistently give these guys winning efforts on a nightly basis?
Well, I think we're going to find out. You know, I mean, the White Sox, they don't hit very well. Mariners don't hit very well. You know, and their other wins, St. Louis, they won one. And then the Boston, you know, they won 2-1 and 5-1. So we're going to find out what the pitching is. And can they be consistent? You know, I hope they can. I mean, because they've shown lately that they can do it and they can stack them, you know, and that's going to be the key. Can they stack them for the whole month? You know, like Nolan's talking about, show me the rest of the month. You know, can you get over the next, how many games do they have over the next month? Like 19 or something?
Something like that.
It's quite a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they can you get half quality starts? You know, I mean, if you get half quality starts, they're going to have a pretty good chance. Because I don't, and, you know, because the Cows are, I mean, because reading articles and stuff, their defense outfield was the worst in the league. You know, and having Cowser back and stuff, I think that kind of solidifies it. And, you know, and Carlson's been playing a lot more, and he's a good defender. I mean, because when you have Mateo and you have Kerstedt out there, you know, it's like the bad news bears.
It's open season.
Yeah.
Right. And for a young pitcher like a Cade Povich, you know, say he's on the mound for one of those disaster defensive innings, you know, he might not have the experience or the poise to say, all right, that wasn't necessarily my fault, but I still got to lock in and get out of this inning. And Cordell mentioned the great stretch here, really nine solid starts to great starts overall. Cade Povich last time out was the worst start in the stretch. 4 2/3, 5 earned runs. But he started great. He had like three really good innings, and then it kind of unraveled on him. So if that's your worst in a nine-day span, the other game they lost, Sagano pitched 5 1/3, 3 earned runs, the bullpen blew it. So I think that's the other part of it. I mean, the starters have been great, but can the bullpen solidify itself as well? Certainly helps when Sagano's going 7. Mm-hmm. You only need to tap into your bullpen for a couple. You can lean on your more reliable arms. But this is really about the total picture. The pitching had to be good. That was like the baseline. But it's still about the full team effort. Offense last night was there. Bullpen was there. It's always about the full team.
You know what's kind of funny is the guy who's kind of been getting the run lately, you know, the guy that it seems like the manager has a ton of confidence is Baker.
Oh, rightfully so now. You gotta stick with Baker while he's hot, because when he's not, it's a totally, totally different picture. But to his credit, he looks as good as he did, what, like 2 years ago, was it, that when Baker was really, really good? Maybe it was 3 seasons ago, but Baker's had these stretches to where he's on fire. Perez had those, but that flame went out. You know, it went out, and to their credit, they gave him a longer leash than they probably should have to get back to that. But Baker right now, he's probably the guy that they have the most trust in the bullpen, next to Batista, who looked really good last night. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, you're on the Fan.
Man, I wasn't expecting y'all to take me so fast, man. I was joining the conversation, man. Hey, listen, I got a mutual Ravens question for Cordell with Vinny, and I got an Orioles question.
Let's do it.
Number one, with the O's, you can't keep Kerstad out of the lineup. That bat, I go to bat for him. That bat, no pun intended, that bat is too elite. Those defenses to struggle, but you at least got to keep him as a corner outfielder. And I believe the Orioles can make a run. Maybe I'm being a little bit of a homer, but it is what it is. When it comes to the Ravens, I have a question for you guys. Because if they don't win 13 to 14 games coming up this season, I'll be thoroughly disappointed.
Me too.
But my question to you is this, to both of you guys. Do you think bringing in D-Hop will be to the detriment? Because the real number one wide receiver on the court, and both of you guys, y'all be around the teams, you know this, is Rashad Bateman. Rashad Bateman is coming to his own. I believe bringing in a D-Hop, people may think it's going to hinder him, but I believe it's going to take him to the next level. And as far as Malachi starts, I was looking at some Ed Reed highlights on YouTube last night. Not to say Malachi starts is going to have a Ed Reed type of impact, but I do believe that Kyle Hamilton is going to be the defensive player of the year if everything lines up. What you guys say?
Well, I would say this. If Kyle Hamilton to be defensive player of the year, his stats, I'm guessing, Cordell, they'd have to win 13 or 14, number one. Number two, I'm saying 4 sacks, 5 or 6 interceptions, and 100 tackles.
It's a lot.
Well, you're talking defensive player of the year. You're talking about some sack guy who may have 20 sacks, mm-hmm. So, I mean, defensive player of the year, it's got to be, out there. And I think he's a real good sack dude. Mm-hmm. I do, because I think he's natural with his hands.
Well, I remember back in his rookie year, we were talking a lot about how he's one of their best, pass rushers when he does get that opportunity. Yep. I remember his rookie year in OTAs, watching him the few times that he would come on that nickel blitz. I mean, it was as easy as it looked in the games. That's how it looked in practice for him. He is very natural at coming off the edge. I mean, no doubt he has the talent to do it. I just wonder if his impact goes beyond the stat sheet. So that's my thing for him, because you love Kyle Hamilton because he can play up close to the line. He's so physical. He blows up the screens. He can guard slot receivers that most safeties can't. He can rush the quarterback. He's not afraid to blow up the run game. And he can guard on the deep end, too. He can do so much. I think that's what makes him so good, not necessarily the fact that, he's got 7 interceptions. I'm not disagreeing that he may need those numbers to win the award. I just don't know if that's what he'll do.
Well, let me ask you this. Does either one of you guys know? I don't know off the top of my head. Like, who's won it, the defensive player of the year, over the last couple of years?
Guys like Watt, guys like...
Usually always a pass rusher.
Edge rushers.
If MVP is a quarterback award, Defensive Player of the Year is definitely a pass rusher award.
Now, they were close to giving it to either Diggs, the cornerback in Dallas a few years ago, and Deron Bland almost got it, but that's the year Deron Bland had set the record for pick sixes. So I think for DBs to get it, to your point, you got to have gaudy stats. Gaudy stats.
Yeah, and then the other thing, Hamilton would need a touchdown or two. You know, and the thing about, because I was, San Fran, Dana Stubblefield won it the 1 year. And he won it on a Monday night game where he had, I think, four sacks in the game on a Monday night. You got to make big plays in your national TV games where everybody is watching.
And that made me think of the Christmas game in San Francisco where Hamilton gets the interception in the end zone. Those types of plays, he has those in his portfolio. I think that's more so who he is. The guy that makes the game-changing plays. I don't know if he's racking up numbers, if that makes sense. You know, he's going to pop up when they need him, but I don't know if he's just the
like
guy.
He needs some sack fumble.
He would need a lot for a DB to win it. You need a lot to happen. But to raise other points, he brought up a couple other things. Number one, the D-Hop thing I agree with. D-Hop is nothing but a plus. That's a great
Just because I don't know what you think, but I think D-Hop in this, where he is in his career, he knows his role. And that's the biggest thing. Last year, Deontay Johnson, he didn't know his role. They didn't have a specific role for him. That was what I think frustrated Deontay, and then he shut it down on him. But, that was his thing. Have a specific role and knowing before he signs, here's your role. We've got Bateman, who we love. We got Zay Flowers, who we love. That's your role.
And it never happened for him. And look, it's always tough being traded in the middle of the season and, joining an offense. And in this case, the Ravens had the best offense in the league. Like, it's tough. It's very tough. But D-Hop, I really have no concerns about. I will say, though, I don't think the Ravens have to win 13 and 14 games in the regular season.
I think they will.
They could, but it just won't make me feel any differently about them. It's about can you win it after the season.
I think they're a better team than they were last year. And last year,
no doubt.
And last year, they're going to be much better because Zach Orr's in his second year more than any other player. Zach Orr being in his second year and Chuck being there from day one.
Right.
So, and the two games they lost at the beginning of the year last year, and Tucker cost them two games last year. So, they make up, say they make up three games from last year, and you're sitting right at 13, 14 games. You look at the schedule and, it's a tough schedule, but when you look at it, if you went through it all, you'd say, they can win all those games. Every game they lost last year, they beat themselves. And that's how the Ravens lose. The Ravens are never going to be in a game where you say, that team was better than them. Ain't going to happen. Not for four quarters. They may be better for two, but I don't think they'll be better for four. We were talking about it, me and Bob, yesterday. Like Lamar. Has Lamar ever had a game where he was bad for four quarters? We've seen it for two, or one, but never for four.
No. No, that very rarely happens. The one that jumps out to me is probably his
Bob
worst
said
game.
Miami.
Yeah, that's his worst game of his career, that Thursday night in Miami. Yeah. That was the most frustrated I've seen him and on the field and
throwing
off
his helmet
the field.
And stuff,
that was a guy I didn't recognize. I thought Philly beat him last year. Philly was probably the one team that I would say I thought they beat him because the game was up for grabs and until that Saquon run. It was there for either team to take it, and Philly ended
up
doing
it. But in the AFC, they should have beat Kansas City. They spanked Buffalo, and, they don't turn the ball over. They beat Buffalo up at Buffalo in the playoffs, So they can easily be the best team in the AFC, in my opinion.
Always the
case. I'll be disappointed if they're not. If they don't go to the Super Bowl, Cordell, and they're healthy, I'm be totally disappointed.
It's funny. In the car yesterday, I was thinking, I think this has to be the year.
Oh, they're all in.
This has to be the year.
Because you look at, I mean, just look at who's not going to be here a year from now. You know, probably Andrews and probably Humphrey. And, you know, because of the contracts, they're going to, it's going to be a different, it's going to be a lot different
team. It's got to be this year. I mean, they are, usually they have the best roster or one of the best rosters going in. I think they, without a doubt, have the best roster on paper right now, but that's why they play the games.
The only question mark they have is what's kicker going to do?
Mm-hmm. And that was a question mark for them last year as well, even as, you know, even with Tucker's track record. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in. We'll talk some Ravens. Me and Vinny, we've been out at OTAs last week and this week. We'll be back out there tomorrow afternoon as well, but we'll talk about some of our observations from OTAs so far. That's
attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season, because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Next here on The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for Bob Haney here with Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw behind the glass. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in. Gianna Hahn, she'll be joining us at 11 o'clock to talk some Ravens with us. She's been out at OTAs. So have me and Vinny, and we're talking about our observations right now. And Vinny, has there been anybody that has caught your eye? Still very early in the OTA period, in the offseason period as a whole right now, the workouts, that is. But has anybody stuck out to you so far?
Well, one guy yesterday that kind of stood out to me, and it was just because of his versatility, was Armour Davis. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we've talked about him a lot, Cordell, but, you know, when Marlon was going on the inside with the ones, Armour Davis was lining up with the ones on the outside. Then when the twos came in, he was playing safety. So that kind of, because I was kind of hoping that guy was going to be TJ Tampa, but maybe they don't want to give him so much stuff right away where he still just learn one position first. Where Armour Davis, this is what, year four for him, where he's been around a while. So I mean, that kind of did in the first week, and then even yesterday a little bit. Wester kind of jumps out at me with his speed and his explosiveness. You know, I mean, I hadn't seen him do punt returns and stuff yet, but I saw him on college tape do it, and he does it extremely well. But, you know, he kind of shows up making some plays. And I thought another guy that kind of was the way Simpson looked physically, Cordell, mm-hmm. You know, I thought you could tell he's been in the weight room. Now, I mean, with Oweh, he gained 20 pounds. I didn't really notice. You know, because I think he needed to gain 20 pounds, and probably because, you know, in the Buffalo game, they didn't let him play against the run. That's why he wanted to gain some weight. I think Ajabo looks skinnier to me, leaner, which is good, which probably gives him a chance. I think Loop looked good. He's got powerful foot or powerful leg. He's got a powerful leg. I mean, you can hear that thump off the ball, and he was drilling him yesterday. Mm-hmm. I thought he looked real good yesterday. But, you know, like when I do my hits like at 1:30, we're there from 12:30 to 1:30, I do a hit. I mean, they hadn't done anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the helmets are on the sidelines and they're basically walking through everything. But I did watch, you know, like in the second hour, got a little bit better, you know, where the defense was doing like rotational three drills, and it was like, I don't know, 3 to 4 minutes each drill, and one was a pass rush show. And I do like what Mike Green, we talked it off air, I like his bend. Mm-hmm. I like his bend. And I think that Marlon Humphrey does a real nice job rushing a passer too, because when they rotate, it's position groups, and there's three different areas that you have to go to, and each group travels to all the different ones, and each one has to do pass rush. And I thought Marlon Humphrey looked real good doing that.
Yeah, LaJonte Wester is definitely a guy that has stood out to me. His speed shows up.
Mm-hmm.
He's got good hands. I haven't seen him put a ball on the ground yet. And I just get the feeling that they do like him. I don't think that I'm not saying that he's going to go out there and have 600 receiving yards as a rookie this year. But I would not be surprised if he gets more run in his rookie year than Tez Walker did. I think he has more ways to get on the field. I think he can do a little more. He doesn't have to go 40 yards down the field to get the ball. I think they view him as a guy that if we can get him the ball and find some space, he can make something happen. I think that's why they loved him so much as a punt returner.
I think the only way Wester gets on the field a lot, Cordell, is if Zay gets hurt.
And not a lot. That's why I want to preface. I'm not saying he's going to be a staple in the rotation, but I could see him finding his way on the field by the time we get to the midpoint, late point of the season.
I did ask one of the coaches, offensive coaches. I said, hey, you know, I said, I could see Wester, you know, having a little bit of a role. He said, well, let me ask you this. You know, like the plays that he would be good at, the jet sweeps, quick screens and stuff. You want Wester carrying the ball or Zay Flowers carrying the ball? I said, nah, I get you. I get you. So that's the only reason, that's the only thing I can see. But if he's a punt returner, he's going to be active. And if he's active, you might as well, right, you know, have a plan for him if he's going to be there. And if Zay were to miss a play or two, or, you know, because he's a little dude, but he's got yak ability.
Right.
He can make people miss, and he's got burst speed. I like his speed and explosiveness.
And I would also say a lot of those gadget plays that they have run for Zay don't work. They haven't worked. When's the last time we saw Zay Flowers pop anything on a jet sweep or a screen or anything? A lot of those get blown up anyway. I've been banging on the table for them to use Zay Flowers more as a real receiver. We got to see them do that more last year. Zay Flowers said he wanted to get more involved in the down the field passing game last year, going into the year. That happened. You saw his numbers go up. I don't think the gadget plays work for Zay, to be honest with you.
Well, I think defenses are expecting gadget plays for Zay Flowers.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. And that's why I think, you know who runs the gadget plays the best? Likely.
Yeah.
Because he's the hardest dude to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's good at those gadget, the quick screens and stuff. You know, that's what he's good at. But like you said, anytime Zay's got the ball in his hands, I like it.
No doubt. No doubt.
You know, I mean, that's how good he is. That's how, you know, and I think Monken, you know, even talked about, I got to get the ball more to Zay. Okay. You know, my question would be, okay, if you get it more to Zay, then.
I mean, I was about to say, he could say the same thing for Bateman. He could say the same thing for Likely. Like,
yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them. You got to find a way to get them all the ball. But that's a good problem to have for the Ravens.
No,
and totally different from the problems they used to have in the first chapter of Lamar's career.
Let me ask you this, Cordell. Do you anticipate. I hope it have less run that Lamar Jackson next year at the end of the season, he doesn't have over 900 yards rushing.
Am I hoping for that?
Just because I think he's going to throw it more.
I just think Lamar naturally, he wants to throw the ball more.
Yes.
I mean, we're seeing him throw the ball more, but I just think he's naturally going to pick up yards, run. It's what he does. It's what he knows. And
but he's looking more to throw now than.
And I'm not saying that as a detriment in him to him. Like he's looking to run. I don't think he's looking to run. I think he's tripping up into 800 rush yards. That's kind of my point. Is that just naturally? It just Lamar Jackson. If he's going to play 17 games, he's getting north of 700 rush yards. It's just guaranteed.
Yeah, he's going to get. What, close to 50 a game?
He's a unicorn. He's just different. He's different. He can kind of do almost anything on the field, except for come playoff time. That's the thing. Is you got to be Houdini in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, he had the turnover in the playoffs. But, what kind of sucked was at crunch time when you need him in the final minute or 2 minutes, he did it.
Yeah.
He did it. You know, and he would have been the one, you know, they'd have gone to what, overtime, right? If Andrews catches that ball, wouldn't it go to overtime?
Maybe. I still think Buffalo wins, but that's me. I still think they march down there. It's the league. It's the script. It's the script. We know how it goes. The quarterback gets it, whether it was who, in that type of game, it's which quarterback gets it last. Josh is at home.
But they'd only thrown for 170 yards, you know?
A penalty here. A penalty there.
They could do that.
I something just told me that they would.
That is
find
one
a way
thing that
it.
Monken did talk about yesterday that they did suck at, especially offensively, was the penalties. You know, and they can't have that. I mean, those are killers, man. First and 15th. That's a drive killer. You know, you can't. They got to get rid of that crap. You know, I mean, if you want to be, and they were still the number one offense, most yards and everything. Can you imagine? Cut those penalties in half. All of a sudden, you know, you're like freakish numbers.
Yep. 410-583-1057 is the number. Coming back for the program, we'll take your calls if you want to get in, talk some Ravens or talk some Orioles. We've talked about both of them. Want to talk NBA playoffs, NBA finals start tomorrow. The Stanley Cup finals, they start tonight, I believe, and Tibbs out in New York. So, yeah, it's a lot going on in the sports world. We'll be talking to you next here on The Fan. Behind the Glass, coming up next at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Gianna Hahn. She covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. We'll get her thoughts on OTAs to this point. But right now, we're talking to you, 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to PT in Towson. PT, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Cordell, always great to hear your voice.
Appreciate it.
The next generation, next generation of Bob Haney, right?
Well, I can only hope.
No, you're very, very likable, and obviously you're as well-informed as anybody, just like, you know, Bob and the guys. And Vinny, congratulations on Charlie making the all-freshman Big Ten team, and only six guys make it, so it's a significant award. So, yeah,
he got hosed for being player of the year, for freshman of the year. He got hosed in that. He should have been because the guy who got it, Hage from Michigan, he was like a minus 10, had like 10 less points than Charlie. And I don't know, just because he was from Michigan and he was a first-round draft pick, probably.
Right. No, and I mean, I don't know anything about hockey, but I watch, you know, Charlie, and his speed stands out. I mean, the kid is quick. He's quicker than, you know, than everybody out, you know, that I see. So, yeah, I look forward to watching him. It's, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun for me. But I don't know what the hell I'm talking about with hockey. So let me talk baseball. My point today is, guys, I believe in 2025, you know, the smart approach to building a team is to collect pitchers, a lot of pitchers, and that's what Elias did. And the reason you don't spend big on a number one or number two is because of the injuries. And let me tell you, 2024, 615 pitchers threw one inning or more. 263 spent time on the IL. That's 43% of those pitchers. So pitchers in 2024 missed 32,000 days. Shortstops missed 2,100 days. So, and we all know this, pitchers get hurt, and we just saw Burns go down, and the list is very long. So I think Elias, though he missed on Morton, although hopefully that's flipping, and he missed on Gibson, and he's had other moves that haven't worked out, I think he built the intellectual approach to it was intelligent. Bring in a lot of pitchers, start out with eight starters, and it dwindles down. It hasn't worked out. But you want to spend your money on guys you are more likely to stay healthy. And that's where this team is. Do you guys see my point with that?
Yeah, appreciate mm-hmm. the call, PT. And I do understand the point. I guess my pushback would be, you know, if they're not going to pay pitchers, then maybe start drafting
no
them.
Doubt. No
and
doubt.
They're not drafting right. pitchers either. So it's like, where are the arms going to come from? At what point are you going to have dependable arms that you can rely on throughout the year to go win you some games? If you're not going to buy an ace, draft one that you think can turn into one. And look, maybe they did that, but it just hasn't shown up to this point.
I completely agree with your point. I think but he's got the eight arms. Sure enough, Sagano looks like he's going to be one of the top
Sagano
20, 30
looks good.
Pitchers. Right. And then, you know, Kramer should be a number two, number three. But and they tried to spend huge on Burns. It didn't work out. But I'm telling you,
here's the thing about that, PT, is you know, and I've been situations, you know, where you kind of know that the player is not coming back, you know, no matter what, pretty much. You know, you could pay him whatever, and you're his last choice. I mean, did they put that out? I mean, because it sounds good to your fan base. Yeah, we tried. We made him this big offer. We knew he wasn't coming back. You know, we knew he wasn't going to take it. That's kind of more what I get on that one. I think, you know, you say, oh, they made him this offer. Yeah, they made him the offer because they knew he wasn't taking it.
I'm one of those people that doesn't get, you know, I'm not giving out consolation prizes for
right.
trying for sending out an offer and trying to. Are you getting them or not? Because once the season starts and they're on and everybody can go to the Burns situation now that Burns is hurt. I get that. Just in general, like if you're going to tell me that it was okay that they made an effort, but then when the season comes and my pitching staff sucks and the team that he went to, their pitching staff is great.
Yeah.
What good does it do me now that they tried, that they made an offer? It's either you got the guy or you didn't, and the Orioles have not yeah. been
and,
getting
and,
that
and
guy.
When did you make that offer? Like the last ditch?
Yeah.
You know, last ditch offer, you know, and you knew that Arizona was involved? You could have paid him twice as much.
Exactly.
He wasn't coming.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll continue to take your calls all throughout today's show. But coming up next, we'll be talking to Gianna Hahn about the Ravens. She covers them for the Baltimore Banner. Who's caught her eye so far out at OTAs? We'll ask her next here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.